The Bourgeois Pig reaches the stage at Muhlenberg College. The Bourgeois Pig, a new play by award-winning playwright Bridget Mullins, will be presented in its first full-scale production November 28th through December 2nd in Muhlenberg College's Studio Theater in the Truxler Pavilion for Theater and Dance. Beth Schachter directs this production. Named for a notorious paparazzi hangout spot in Los Angeles, The Bourgeois Pig explores the power of image on the page and in the public eye through the character of a late 70s war photographer turned paparazzi. The play has been presented several times in workshops and staged readings over the past 4 years at Minneapolis Play Labs, at Bard College, and at the Blank Theater in Los Angeles. This is its first full-scale production. Directing this production of The Bourgeois Pig, Professor Beth Schachter.
We had a really great experience when Bridget came here several years ago. She was the living writer. It's a very prestigious award from the English department. It usually goes to poets and novelists, but one year they were interested in a playwright. And I had met Bridget in New York and knew that she had written material that a friend of mine, Mark Wing Davy, had directed at NYU in the graduate program. So I thought it might be good material for undergraduates as well. She came and we did Monkey in the Middle. And it went very well, and she was very happy, and we enjoyed working with her. And so she and I were looking for another project, and she was starting this play and invited me to go to the Minneapolis Playwright Center, and we did a workshop of it there. We had about 40 pages of it, and that was when we started.
So this was actually a real collaboration. It wasn't something where I had this idea for a play and she brought it to you in a finished or close to finished form. This has been a back and forth for a while to fashion this piece.
It's been almost 4 years. We have had 3 major workshops, developmental workshops, and multiple readings. We worked at the Playwright Center. We worked at Bard College with Voice and Vision Theater, which is a wonderful women's theater from New York. And then we had a workshop with the Blank Theater in Los Angeles, which was also quite helpful. And we had a reading in New York, and we've had 2 readings here at Muhlenberg. Bridget is someone who works incredibly well when things are in rehearsal. She has a full-time job and teaches and does all sorts of things, so it's hard for her to focus on the play until she's right there in rehearsal, and then she's very, very productive.
Kind of an unusual way to go about fashioning something. They like to do 8 or 10 rewrites and then bring the final product to wherever it's going to be performed, but it sounds like this was very much a very fluid, a very dynamic method of going about this.
To me, it's very exciting because she is very organic about it and is very influenced by the discoveries that get made each workshop or each reading, and to me, that's quite exciting. She doesn't always know where the plot is going. I feel like I've been very much on the inside of Bridget's creative process and have been very fortunate in that she's really collaborative. We really will talk about the structure of an act or the arc of a character or the function of certain thematic aspects of the play, and I don't often get that opportunity with many playwrights.
And it's a period piece, not too far into the past.
We did do some research. I always do dramaturgical research with the cast and the company. So we did a number of things researching the 70s in Los Angeles. We looked at the paparazzi. We looked at the history of photography. We looked at the kind of cameras that would have been in use then and a little bit about the culture and time. For the students, it is a piece of history. It is far enough back that for them it feels like a different piece of history. One of the areas this has been most evident in is the costuming. We have this wonderful costume designer who has done tremendous amount of research on this era and is doing a brilliant job with the period. So I think it will really come alive through the clothes. That will really trigger a lot of memories.
And it's about a phenomenon that really came to the fore at that point, the idea of a paparazzi. The term was a little bit before the 70s, but the 70s, the photographers became the celebrities, even though they were famous for stalking celebrities. What a curious thing.
I think it has something to do with the letdown after the 60s and the post-Vietnam War era and a kind of looking for something to attach oneself to. I think that this photography, in the sense that they were catching intimate and candid moments, which of course was not necessarily true. Some of these things were quite staged, but on the other hand, this experience of looking at a photograph which was private or a kind of inner private moment of somebody's life gave people the experience of being in contact with that person. What I would call the narcissistic glow of being connected to a celebrity became very powerful. And I think also television had become increasingly powerful, and you had a congruence of the paparazzi with television stars and models who were beginning to be more and more famous, just for being models or for crossing over to become television stars. I think Americans were looking for something to make them feel powerful and successful.
Professor Beth Schachter, she directs Bridget Mullen's play The Bourgeois Pig on stage in the Studio Theater of the Trexler Pavilion for Theater and Dance on the Muhlenberg College campus. Performances are Wednesday through Friday at 8 p.m. Saturday, there's a matinee at 2 and another show at 8. And on Sunday, there's a show at 2. The box office number for more information is 484-664-3333. More information also available at muhlenberg.edu/theater. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.